You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action coming up on Monday, the 19th of November. Join us on Racing Radio for coverage of meetings from Hereford and Plumpton in the afternoon, and then we've got Kempton kicking in the evening. So we've got all that to look forward to, and it's going to get underway at 20 past 12. You can listen online or on the William Hill app. Here on the podcast though, my name's John Gibby. Slight sense of deja vu because Paddy Aspel is with me. Once again, hello, Paddy.
How are you doing, John? Back for day two?
Yeah, not bad. Are you well since we last spoke 24 hours ago?
Yeah, all good. Real good card again today, to be honest. Some good Irish stuff as well, and some real good stuff over here. Unfortunately, the sun is getting in the way with some of the obstacles in the Greatwood Hurdle, which was a bit disappointed, to be honest. But nothing anybody can do about that. But on the whole, it was a very good day's racing so far.
Okay, well, we'll take a look at a couple of the races from Cheltenham. We'll start off with the 150, the Arcall Trial, which was, of course, won by Laylor for Kelly Willacott and Richard Johnson in the saddle. It's actually this one's chasing debut. Impressive to take a grade two up against a classy field on the first appearance over fences, Paddy. And also especially poignant, given everything that the stable's been through this year.
Yeah, no doubt an emotional win, wasn't it? But, I mean, what a beautiful horse. Do you know what? He's not a horse I've actually seen in the flesh or taking too much notice of up until today. And I mean, when we spoke with Ken, who's on track earlier, he said, you know, he said he looked like there was an awful lot of improvement in him, you know, fitness wise. But when you watch him afterwards, when they pulled up at the top of the hill, he's just a great big proper strapping National Hunt type. And I think he's just He's deep of his girth, and that's just him, you know. But you couldn't help but be impressed by the way he jumped. And I think obviously Dickie Johnson had been to school the horse, because they were very confident the way they rode him. You know, they just took a lead, but he went right down the inside all the way, you know, on a first time chaser over fences around, you know, an up and down stiff track like Cheltenham. It was, you know, it was the brave man's route, really, first time, and there was a few other first timers in there also, but he never put a foot wrong. Jumped, travelled, done everything right. And I mean, when Dickie asked him up at the last, he came up like a fresh horse, and he really wasn't for stopping up the hill. And I mean, at the line, there was 7 lengths back to, you know, a good yardstick in Dynamite Dollars, who did have a little bit to find at the weights. But nonetheless, I think he's going to make a far better chaser than he was a hurdler, Dynamite Dollars. So, you know, he certainly wasn't disgraced. And I mean, of the rest, Pink Shoe was going back off a lengthy layoff. Defoe de Soy, for me, he lacked fluency and probably was a little bit fresh today. But main thing is that the wheels stay on this horse, because his season never happened for him last year. We only got to see him twice. So hopefully everything's all right with him in the morning. I think he'll progress from here, but he was comfortably enough held back in fifth. And but I think there'll be improvement for him. But no doubt you couldn't help but be impressed by Lawler, and it was a lovely result all round.
That was the 150, the Grade 2 Arcall Trial. And the next race on the card was the Grade 2 Schler Chase. And for this one, we saw the return of Sarai out of the track. He hadn't been in action since January after suffering a setback at the end of last season. But he's made a winning return here, Paddy.
He certainly did. And I mean, we said beforehand that literally he was faultless as regards form and, you know, his attitude, anything like that. You just cannot fault his horse, and his strike rate's incredible. You know, he's won nearly 50% of his races, but did pick up a slight injury earlier in the year, but Fair Play Connections have got him back as good as ever. And one thing that this horse did was travel. I mean, he's very economical. He's a typical French bred. Like, I mean, when I described Lawler earlier, he's a great big strapping, you know, proper jumping type, whereas Sol Royale is the complete opposite. He's lean, there's not much to him, but by God, he's got some gears and he travels so strongly. He's a real push-button type of ride, and you could see going past the line that Darrell Jacob got a real kick out of riding this horse, because, you know, the course specialist, although he was, you know, he's getting on in years, and he's Sol Royale is nearly half his age, and old Simply Ned. The one thing about Simply Ned is he's got a great record in the Schlor Chase. I mean, this is his fifth time he's appeared in it, and he's never finished any worse than fourth, and he's been second a couple of times. So he's run his race, and Simply Ned has done everything right. He jumped absolutely amazing. Brian Hughes looked to get a great ride round off him, and he's done everything right. And he's quickened up off the home bend, the same as Sol Royale did. But like I said, he's got much younger legs, Sol Royale, and he's very, very high class. And I mean, you know, the world's his oyster, this horse over fences, and he's a very, very exciting recruit for Connections, and where they go from here, I don't know. But same sort of comment applies as what I said about the Hobbs horse earlier. Just hope that the wheels are okay in the morning, and that they're good to make future plans. But yeah, visually that was very impressive, because, you know, he beat Simply Ned by 2.25 lengths. It was 12 lengths back to Forest Beans. So, you know, it was a hell of a good performance.
Yeah, some great performances on the Sunday of the Cheltenham November meeting. And now we turn our attention to Monday, where in terms of quality, we do take a slight step down in grade on the whole here, Paddy, but we've still got winners to be found in our live meetings from Hereford, Plumpton and Kempton. You, as always, have picked out two selections for us here on the podcast, and I believe you're going to Hereford for both of them.
Yeah, Hereford tomorrow. And my first selection was with a horse who I watched win. I was in studio a couple of weeks ago and I was very taken with him. For a horse who is an ex-flat recruit, I think he's got a lovely, lovely way of going along and a great jumping technique, and that was Zoffany Bay in the 2.45. I think Ali Strong has picked herself up a real handy little horse here too, and I think he'll still do both jobs, because, you know, he's only ran twice, been second, only narrowly denied on his debut effort at Exeter, I'm pretty sure it was, but there was no mistaking next time at Plumpton, where he put the field to bed in no certain terms. It was a very, very taken performance, and I just really liked his get out that day. And I mean, the handicapper also was equally impressed, because he's already allotted him an opening mark of 1-2-2. So, but Connections are happy to go straight down the handicap route tomorrow. They're not going to mess about and carry penalties in novice hurdles. So they're going to go there tomorrow and prepare to carry 11-9. And plus, they're confident in the fact of keeping Adam Wedge on board and not wanting to take any weight off the horse's back. So that always gives me confidence when I see Connections do something like that. We'll see how good he is tomorrow, because Hereford, the ground round there, it appears to me visually, can get very sticky, and they've had a bit of racing on there recently. So as long as he handles that, I think that this horse is open to a bit of progression, and an opening mark of 1-2-2, as I mentioned. He, you know, this young four-year-old, he's unexposed, he's low mileage. He could just do a bit of damage to that 1-2-2 mark in over the coming months.
So Zoffany Bay for Paddy is the first selection there, running in the 2.45. What about your other selection?
Yeah, I've stuck with Hereford, and I should have gave this selection first, really, because it runs in an earlier race. I was sure my other selection was a later one. But Mickey Hammond is actually, you know, a long journey from his Midland base down to Hereford on a Monday, but nonetheless, he's making the journey tomorrow to run one in the boys' race in Paddling. He's a very consistent horse, this. Therefore, I mean, his handicap mark reflects that, and the handicapper has... he's been, I won't say slow to relent, but I like the handicapper to give a horse a chance to go and win and then have their say. But the fact of the matter is, with Paddling, they've turned him out quick, because he finished third at Kelso on his reappearance run off a mark of 95. That was just 9 days ago. But tomorrow, because he runs in a conditional jockey's race and he has been ridden by the relatively inexperienced stable conditional Billy Garrity, but Billy's well able to ride, I have seen him in action, but the fact, because he's attached to the yard, he gets to claim the additional £3. So this horse tomorrow is effectively going to run off 85, which for me, look, he's an average type of horse, but he will be more than capable. But I certainly know a mark of 85 will be far more helpful to him than 95, because, you know, he's knocking on the door just now, but he can't win off 95. So tomorrow, I think it's a real good move by Mickey Hammond, because, you know, there's plenty of racing up north this time of the year, but he obviously thinks that this is the right type of race, and the fact that Billy can ride and take the 10 off his back, I think, is a massive advantage. So for me, I think Padley making the long journey from the Mickey Hammond stable down to Hereford tomorrow is a big indicator in itself.
Paddling then in the 12:45 for Paddy is a second selection. That is Hereford on Monday. It's live on Racing Radio in addition to the action from Kempton and Plumpton. Do join us for all the day's racing. Join us as well tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. And Paddy, thanks for being with us today.
No problems. Thanks, John.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.